We'll reconvene for the administrative portion of our meeting. We have one item on consent and I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
By the way, Commissioner Fedorcheck, we had some questions from the press, from Dave Thompson, none online. So we finished that up and did the announcements while you were testifying on one of our bills downstairs.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay. So on discussion matters, we have comments regarding a technical conference on the high voltage transmission line, and I'll turn it over to Jack Shu.
Thank you, Commissioner Christman. And this is something that Julie brought to my attention. There's currently a number of FERC proceedings that are occurring right now, NOPRs, in a number of different areas. However, there was a company, Invenergy Transmission LLC, that requested a technical conference to explore reliability benefits and cost benefits of interregional merchant high voltage direct current transmission. And Commissioner Fedorcheck did take a look at it, and she recommended we provide some comments in support of just the technical conference so this could be further explored. But what you have in front of you is a draft of our comments in support of the request for the technical conference.
I just have a couple questions. So has a request like this been made in the past, like having a conference for input and...
Yes, people frequently request that FERC take on different issues as a technical conference.
And
that's just what it is. A technical conference is just an information gathering kind of opportunity for FERC to hear from folks on all sides of an issue like this one. And this is so long distance HVDC merchant lines.
Okay, thank you.
The reason why I think it's important is kind of spelled out in the testimony, but mm-hmm. merchant lines, I think, provide an opportunity for development of the transmission system outside of all of the RTO tariffs, but integrated into the RTOs in a way that allows the people who most want the transmission to pay for it. So that's why I like them. Mm-hmm. And the HVDC is an opportunity to build some of the bigger lines that could transfer power from places like North Dakota and the wind states all the way east to the East Coast, where they don't necessarily have wind and there's demand for it. So that's where I think there's some opportunity, and I think there's a general sense that FERC should look at this and look at how the RTOs are treating these lines and the interconnection to the systems, because there is a natural and understandable inclination by the investor-owned utilities to not want these kind of lines because they don't make any money on them. They can't rate base them and mm-hmm. charge their customers for that and make earnings. So that's where I think that FERC should look at what kind of barriers are there to the integration of these kind of lines into the existing grid.
So the three of you are agreeable to the substance of this. I'll just wrap up or finalize the document with Commissioner Fedorcheck and submit it.
Yeah, and getting back to what we really have on our agenda, which is the comments, I am supportive of doing that. And I don't think, from my perspective, there's not a lot left to wrap up. I thought they were really well written.
So, yeah.
Whoever did that, thank you. Did you want a motion on this?
No, I was just looking for commission direction for myself to file these.
Okay. I think it's clear that everyone is in agreement.
Yeah, thank you.
When are comments due by?
In a few hours.
Okay.
Just in time delivery, hey. Yes, it's good enough for us. I have one more item for discussion, if we could add that.
That mean?
Well, I just wanted to talk about I wanted to talk a little bit about the Ag Commissioner's budget bill and our strategy for working through with him what he's looking for and what we want, how we want to see that, so we can provide some constructive input to that committee. I think it would be preferable to, you know, come to an agreement outside of the committee process if we could with Doug. And I'd like to see us meeting with him, the three of us together, if we can work that out, or hear what everybody else's thoughts are for how to get to the bottom of this one.
I will say that I wholeheartedly agree that the most constructive way to resolve that, because when we agreed to testify on that, I was alarmed as I thought more about trying to proceed if that were the law. I'm even more alarmed as time goes on. And so it really is something that I hope can be resolved. I will say I'm not optimistic of our finding a meeting with Commissioner Goring, getting a meeting scheduled.
If he chooses not to meet with us, then that's on him. I feel like I do think it's somewhat of a responsibility of ours to at least try to initiate that and make the offer. And I think it should be all three of us, because we're all three impacted by it, and we're all three decision makers, and that's how we do business. So it's more difficult for one person to work with him and then try to characterize that meeting with the rest of us. And, you know, it's like telephone. He might have, it's just too hard, and we've struggled with that in the past, I think.
Yeah, you know, why did you compromise on this point?
Yeah.
When, you know, wouldn't have had to. Well, you went in the room.
Uh-huh.
So I'm fine with extending the invitation.
Okay, good.
I would be, that could be here. I am fine with if it's in his office or in a conference room somewhere. Or
I think we should invite him up and see.
If he feels more comfortable on neutral territory, I'm fine with that, though.
Sure.
Yeah, I concur. I think it's a proactive approach to try now and try and resolve this, and I mean, have the discussion. And it's just the way we're made up. There's three commissioners who are decision makers, and you know, it's not three against one. It's just the nature of how we're set up. So yeah, I support meeting with Doug. That would be a little optimistic. I'm gonna take on the optimism for you.
So do you want me to reach out to him as chairman, or Commissioner Fedorchak, since she testified on the bill?
I'm fine with that, with you, or we could have Steve just call Tom and try to get it that way.
I'm good with that, too.
Yeah. Randy, I think if you want to take the initiative,
why don't we have our executive director do that? If he wants to talk first, then set it up.
I'll talk to Tom.
Then I'll talk to him.
Okay.
Okay, good idea.
All right, that's it.
Okay, then we'll move to scheduling matters. And first up is our rail service and safety and stakeholder discussion.
Good morning, commissioners. I've worked with Commissioner Fedorchak and tentatively looking at dates that the commission hosts the annual rail service and safety and stakeholder discussion. And based on schedules for the three commissioners that were available at the time that we're looking at this, and I've also reached out to the railroads, we're looking at scheduling this for June 7th. I'd like to take the informal slot that's on that day, if that still works in the three of your schedules. And we had it scheduled, and we went about 2 hours last year, and I think that's an adequate time, because the year prior we went for an hour and a half, and we were really pushing up against the time. And I know some people get their flights arranged quickly after meetings and stuff as well. So if that works, I'd like to get that on the schedule then.
Sounds good. Thanks, Conrad.
So we're, just for clarification, we're extending it for 2 hours?
Well, we would schedule it June 7th from 1:30 to 3:30 is what I'd propose, and that would take up that informal time slot that we have that day.
For whatever reason, this has been doing this, it seems like about once a week lately. This just, I have to sign into my account again, and that thing is over there in my office.
No, just hit your...
It's not showing anything on my schedule, so I don't know. Yeah, what's the password?
I hit authenticator, and then it comes up my text. And it'll come up here, and then I can enter.
There's something wrong here. I got to do the password. Pamela DiStefano, I don't know if I have anything on my schedule.
I think she went to do something. She ran to your office. Yeah,
what?
She's grabbing her.
Well, she's not going to find it.
Let's go get it.
I was just wondering if...
Yes,
mine is set up when it says authenticate, and then I hit my cell number, and then it's on screen and it'll pop up here.
Mine is all just I type in my password and everything on my phone.
Yeah.
Everybody else does one of those.
How come? Is there a benefit?
She's invasive, but she's a genius. She had found it.
I'm happy to report that on June 7th, I'm hoping the snow's gone.
No kidding.
I've seen the snow on the 4th of July.
I'm being the optimistic one here today.
I will say while Randy looks that I don't remember who we were just talking to, Conrad, about this meeting, but somebody was saying how valuable they found this meeting. They really appreciated us doing this on a regular basis and that they thought it was one of the best rail stakeholder meetings of the year. So,
awesome. Steve, it's denying me now. I've typed it in twice, very carefully.
Very carefully.
Well, Pamela, can you just look at my schedule, please? Do any of these windows open?
No.
We have a commission meeting that morning,
and our informal right now is on there.
Yeah, this is going to go in the informal slot.
Yep.
Correct. Yeah.
This is what mine says.
No, I thought right now it says we've got it held at 1.
We could start it. Well, I know typically we started at 1:30.
Right. Mine says 1:30 to 3, the informal.
Right, but do you see right above that PSC annual rail service and stakeholders meeting?
Nothing's on my calendar.
Oh, maybe that's just on mine.
Maybe I wonder if you blocked it off just as a tentative hold.
No, it's an
out. Oh, yeah, that.
There's a what?
I don't know how he did that. We had one of the railroad reps send out a calendar invite.
Oh.
And I'm like, how did you schedule this into our hearing room?
Bart Trottier?
Yeah, he were at DMVW.
Oh, that's so funny.
We'll have to make sure we call him out at the meeting.
That's hilarious. Okay. Makes sense. He scheduled it for us.
It's already there. He wanted to make sure you were all
okay.
I'm good with that date.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll do 1:30 to 3:30 if that works.
During the informal
Perfect.
Hearing.
Yeah.
But we'll remove the informal hearing
right.
And put this in.
Yes.
Place. Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, and next up is the MDU ESA approval, a formal hearing on that. That's case PU 22371.
And that's approving the rate 45.
So this is a formal hearing for that case. Yes. But yes, that's the request is to approve the specific rate under paragraph 45. So I've reached out to all the parties. They're interested in getting this on our calendar prior to the rate case. And that leaves us very few dates, so I only have two options for you. The first preference is April 14th.
Are these dates that you've already pre-approved for our calendars or not?
I did shop them with Pamela, okay. And she said they were largely available, but there were some of you had some things.
What time on the 14th we have our legislative discussion?
We do have our legislative discussion. I think we would generally reserve a full day for this. I don't know that it would take the full day.
We could also do the legislative discussion at a different time. At that point, it should be pretty short.
Yeah, if it does go to a settlement, then it'd probably take a few hours, I assume, max. And then we'd probably be able to hold that meeting. If not, we could just adjust the legislative discussion.
Just so, what's the other date?
20th of April.
That one's totally free, so unless...
Me too. I prefer the 20th.
Randy and I have some things later in that afternoon that...
But it sounds like I would be fine with the 20th and just want to schedule it till 3.
Sure.
We just got to be done.
Sure. We can do that.
Starting at what time?
8:30? 8:30 is completely fine, I would say. Are you okay if we have Steve issue that notice just so we can get it out plenty in advance of the next commission meeting? That kind of runs us a kind of a tight schedule for publication of notices. So if you're okay with Steve signing the notice of hearing, that'll just gives us a little bit more leeway without having to do a special meeting.
I'm fine with that. It's not my portfolio.
I'm fine.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm too.
Okay. Any legal concerns or anything?
No, we've even delegated that authority to do that already, just with a... We like to keep the commission moving.
Okay. Anybody have anything else that we need to schedule?
Julie, you mentioned something about that cybersecurity training between commissioners and the
NGA.
Yep, in the governor's office.
They sent us something for next week.
Yeah, I looked at the dates. The time conflicts with Commissioner Chrisman and I because we have a hearing, a big hearing next Tuesday. One of the things in talking with the governor's office, they said that they're going to send staff. They didn't know which staff, but if we had conflict, it would be something we'd look at considering sending a staff member to.
Yeah, I am not going to go, but... it's really short notice. I don't know why it came so late. I don't know. So I don't know.
I will take full responsibility. I got notified of it due to the cybersecurity, but I said back that there's no way I could go due to conflict and now with the governor's office. So I don't know. Maybe I can show Steve and see if there's anything from staff.
If you guys are interested. You can look at it.
Well, I have the same hearing.
Yeah, our hearing is going to affect a lot of staff next week.
Yeah.
That's the dilemma. I don't know. How about, I'm fine with this. If Steve wants to shop it around, if there's staff that is available that he feels would be a good fit for that, just authorize him to send it.
And I haven't looked at the agenda either to know what it is, if it's worthwhile or,
I haven't either, so that's why I'm fine with just putting that on Steve.
Well, one of the things I said with the governor's office, I said whoever decides if we can find someone to have sit down and meet with them and some of the takeaways and stuff
sure.
that we could work with.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, I'll work with you.
Anything else? Thanks, everybody. We are adjourned.